Hello, my name is Denise. I'm part of the communications team at SW9 Community Housing. Welcome back to the SW9 podcast. In this episode, we will be chatting with our estates manager, Michelle Levy, and Joe Lazone, services manager and safeguarding lead at Parkguard, about how SW9 is tackling antisocial behaviour within our estate. Thank you so much for joining us at today's SW9 podcast. Michelle and Joe, would you like to tell us a little about yourselves and your roles?
I'm Michelle Levy. I'm the estates manager on the Stockwell Park estate. I look after the cleaning, grounds maintenance, window cleaning, and work with a variety of teams within the organisation and lots of stakeholders to manage the estate.
My name's Jolie Lazone. I'm a service manager for Parkguard. So as part of our organisation, we basically conduct patrol services to deter and tackle antisocial behaviour, both in the parks and social housing element. SW9 specifically, me and Michelle met probably about 2 years ago. We had a pilot service which ran, I believe it was maybe 2 or 3 months, correct me if I'm wrong, and then we stopped and now we are back again. So it's good to be back.
Lovely, thank you both. How do we tackle antisocial behaviour?
We work very closely with the police, and also Parkguard now they're on the estate, to carry out enforcement action to capture it and tackle it. We also work very closely with our control room, who visually see the ASB and can report it to the police or the correct people in order to take action. We work closely with the neighbourhood and leasehold teams if it's regarding tenancy action that we need to take, and generally in the community with lots of stakeholders to address it.
Thank you, lovely. So who is Parkguard? And why have we decided to partner with them?
We have a lot of ASB on the estate, especially in the blocks that are more open, some of our older stock. We wanted to tackle it and looked at what other housing providers were doing, and we came across Parkguard. We asked Parkguard to come on the estate, as Joe said, and do a trial. And now we've asked them to come back and actually, you know, be here with us for some time to tackle the ASB on the estate. The reason why we chose Parkguard is because of the powers that they have and the sort of good and positive information we were getting from others.
And how would our residents report antisocial behaviour?
There are a variety of ways. So residents can contact us via email, they can call us up, they can come into our estate office, they can report it to members of staff, and there's also a dedicated answer machine service which is manned 24/7 by our control room. The number is 020 7737 1164. That residents can leave a message on, and the control room will take the message and deploy our services as necessary. It is important for me to point out that if it's an emergency, we do encourage residents to report those situations to the emergency services.
What would you consider the most common examples of antisocial behaviour?
So I'll start. I'll give you a few of what we face on the estate. So we have a lot of unauthorised use of our communal areas. This involves drug taking, loitering, rough sleeping, dumping rubbish, and also misuse of the bin areas.
In regards to specifics that Michelle provided, is the most common type of antisocial behaviour that we come across. Any rowdy or nuisance behaviour, really, you know, that can include drugs, paraphernalia, obviously drugs themselves, sort of goes on to the criminal offences, but drug paraphernalia, littering, can be music from phones, shouting, swearing, spitting, things like that. It's basically any behaviour that anyone walking past or a resident would cause them harassment, alarm or distress. So it may actually even be the case sometimes that some of the groups of youths or whether they're adults may not even be aware that they're acting antisocially, which is a big part of our patrols, in the term that we'll come in and educate and actually explain what the problems are and how they can help and how we can help them.
So expanding on that, Joe, what do we consider to be antisocial behaviour but would be considered as harassment?
So basically they're very different, but the only thing actually linking the two is, funny enough, is the word harassment. The definition of antisocial behaviour is any behaviour that causes harassment or alarm or distress. The key difference is the fact that in the causing harassment by causing antisocial behaviour is in the harassment would be included in the public order offences, in terms of the passers-by or members of the public or residents, it's the harassment that's caused wholly to them, whereas harassment is one individual either displaying the same behaviours or different behaviours targeting that person over and over again. So in terms of, we haven't really sort of come across, and that can be business to business, resident to resident, there seems to be sort of a big difference, but yeah, it's actually just the word harassment that links the two, but they are actually really quite different.
Now that SW9 are working with Parkguard, Shell, what do you think are the benefits for our residents?
We've definitely had a reduction in reported crime. Our local beat officer from Brixton Station has informed us that the amount of calls that they're getting in the station has definitely reduced. We're seeing a lot less rough sleeping because park guard are interacting with people and helping them to move on to services that can help them. And regulars and persistent people that were coming onto the estate are now feeling deterred from doing so.
How does the service work?
So basically how it works is that the SWN is quite unique on its own because there's actually just one estate, which in many ways is actually better because we're here 5 days a week, so all of our time is just dedicated to one estate, whereas in some of the other areas in which we operate, we might be covering 3 or 4 estates in that borough, plus another 10 or 15 parks. So it's a really focused service. So how it will work is that the whole estate in general is covered, but like this service and any other service, it's intelligence-based. It's why reporting is really, really important, because we're tasked by Michelle and her team, and it's done on intelligence and it's done on reporting as well. So the more reports that are at a certain block, the more that block will be visited. Naturally, we go back historically, we proactively patrol places as well. There might not be one of the blocks or one of the buildings that's been included in our patrol list, but we'll proactively go there because one of the key parts of the patrol is about identifying new areas in addition to what we already know. But yeah, we'll get that information from Michelle and her team. We'll go there. Like this service and all of our other services, it's a two-pronged approach. The first one is we address the issues directly, and that's by being out on patrol at that time, at that place, dealing with the perpetrators directly, taking whatever any action is necessary. And then the second stage of that is done via our reports, which allows Michelle and the team, whether it's a housing association, whether it's a local authority, to support the team in their longer-term enforcement objectives. And that's by compiling the reports, details of individuals, properties, offences, names, so that can all be compiled for long-term enforcement objectives, whether that be, you know, action against a property or action against an individual.
So following on from that then, Joe, are there specific areas that Park Guard covers, and if so, what are those areas?
No, not specifically. I mean, we do have a hotspot blocks, and I think they have actually, some of them have remained on since we were here last year. But no, obviously we have our blocks and buildings which are more prone to reports. So there has been some blocks which there's been reports of rough sleeping and drug use and such, and some of those come up time and time again. So we might have a few that are our favourites, if you like, in terms of where we go and the concentration, the time that we have to spend there. But any block could come up at any time. And I think because we have the benefit of having just one estate to patrol here, all blocks do get attended, but it's just that's why reporting is really, really important, because if we're not aware of problems in the block, Michelle and the team aren't aware of them, and then they wouldn't necessarily know to pass it on to us. So if there's problems in your block, report, report, report.
Some community members may say they do not see Park Guard on the estate. What do you and Joe have to say to this?
Park Guard patrol all communal areas on the estate. They have fobs and they're fully accessed in order to tackle those areas and inspect them. We get very detailed reports each time the guards are on shift that demonstrate to us that they are patrolling all areas of the estate. Please look out for Park Guard. We have put comms out on our website to make residents more aware of the service, to encourage them and reassure them that this is something that is happening across the estate.
Carrying on from what Michelle said, in terms of people seeing us, I mean, there are quite a few blocks and buildings on the estate, so certainly it might be the case that residents haven't seen us then if they're coming in and out by the time, and we'd have to be fairly spot on for that. But no, certainly, I mean, if residents are having problems in their blocks to report, and certainly even if they see the Park Guard patrol officers not necessarily in their block or on their way home or on their way out, then certainly go and approach and have a chat with them, because we'd be more than keen to hear from them.
You've already touched upon this, Michelle. There are ways that residents can contact Park Guard now if they require it.
Absolutely. So residents can contact Park Guard on the dedicated answer machine service that we have. The number is 020-7737-1164. We've put comms out about this in our notice board on our website, and we've also sent text blasts to residents to really promote that service. Residents can also pop into our office or report to any member of staff issues that they're having, so that can be forwarded on to the officers.
Joe, does Park Guard have arrest rights?
So what we have is we have what we call officers hold the community safety accreditation. So each officer is individually accredited for under the community safety accreditation scheme, which was brought in under the Police Reform Act 2002 when PCSOs were introduced. That gives us a few additional powers in terms of taking people's details and such, but actually the main positive aspect to this element of the role is any person powers. It's if we come across someone committing an indictable or either way offence, just to break that down a little bit, the most common things that we come across in that would be criminal damage of anything over £5,000, possession of Class A or possession of Class B, We can detain for the attention of a police officer. So they're not what we call arrest rights, but if we physically witness an indictable or either way offence occurring, we can detain that individual for the attention of a police officer. Officers are in possession of handcuffs, which are actually really very rarely used because we rely heavily on the effective communicative skills that officers have got, and it's very, very rare that handcuffs actually have to be used. But we have them as a preventative measure, and we need to make sure the officers are safe. But yes, certainly it depends on the offence and the circumstances that we come across. But certainly if we come across something that warrants the attention of a police officer, that person will be detained until the police arrive.
Do your park guard colleagues wear body cams?
We do indeed, yeah. We have body cameras, yeah. That was introduced about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, probably a little bit longer. And what that's actually for is that it's very, very effective in terms of capturing evidence. So in addition to the patrol reports, we have individual light boxes, viewing platforms that are set up for our clients as well, which are proactively, the footage is made available in those light boxes by our video coordinator. So there's no need for a request to contact me to say, can we have this bit of footage? All the footage obtained on the estate is proactively dropped into a viewing light box, which Michelle and her colleagues have access to. Obviously, it acts as a really great bit of protection for the officers as well. Naturally, the realm in which they patrol, people aren't always pleased to see them, so interactions are recorded. And it basically just adds a layer of protection on both sides, and of course the evidential aspect is really helpful as well.
What role do the police or neighbourhood safety team have, and what advice would you give to our community who decide not to report a crime?
So both parties work very close together in partnership to resolve ASB and crimes within the community. They have regular meetings with our senior management and we have regular contact. They also give us advice on how to deal with particular issues on the estate. Residents who don't want to report a crime, we really encourage them to do that, and we tell them the advantages of such reporting as it helps us to progress cases in a variety of ways so that the issues in the community can be resolved.
Michelle, how long is this partnership for with Park Guard?
It's currently budgeted for the 2023/24 financial year.
And finally, are there any further updates on our estate services that you can tell us about here today?
One of the main things we're doing is procuring our grounds maintenance and window cleaning contracts to get better value for money and improve customer satisfaction, the services delivered. So watch this space and look out for communications out to you.
Thank you both, Michelle and Joe, for your input today. It was lovely to meet you both. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you notice antisocial behaviour, please call the police for emergency calls on 999 or for non-emergency calls on 101. The police work on statistics, so that means the more calls that are made, the more visible we are on the map where police will take action. Thank you for staying tuned to today's episode. We hope it was informative.